temperature steadied on Monday. Although resilient throughout the pandemic, domestic consumer beef demand may face additional challenges this winter, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade on Monday ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $110 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, and at $108 to $110 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $172. The five-area direct average fed steer price last week was $109.62 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $3.29 more than the previous week, but $5.57 less than the previous year. The average steer price in the beef was $171.87, which was $6.52 more than the previous week, but $9.85 less than the same week last year. Cattle futures firmed Monday after early pressure on feeder cattle, closing mostly higher amid relatively light trade after the previous session sell-off. Presumably, technical support and higher outside markets helped pave the way. Live cattle futures closed an average of 29 cents higher, except for 20 cents lower in near fed. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher, except for 20 cents lower in spot November and unchanged in Sep. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 97 cents higher Monday afternoon at $226.95 a hundredweight. Select was $2.89 higher at $212.35. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, steer calves were selling $4 to $8 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Heifer calves were trading steady to $2 higher. The exception was $10 to $15 higher for steer and heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds. Feeder steers were selling steady to mostly $4 lower. Feeder heifers were trading steady to weak in a light test. There are an estimated 15,000 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there were 9,010 head, steer calves weighing less than 450 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, and then steady at heavier weights. Heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher. Yearlings sold steady, except for $6 higher on steers weighing 650 to 700 pounds. Finally, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold mostly $2 to $9 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 600 to 750 pounds sold generally steady. Heifers weighing 500 to 650 pounds traded $6 lower to $2 higher, and then $12 higher at 650 to 700 pounds. There are 1,564 head on offer. Winter wheat condition held about steady week to week and continues behind last year, according to the latest USDA crop progress report for the week ending November 15th. 96% of winter wheat was planted, which was 2% more than last year and the average. 85% was emerged, which was 3% more than last year and 1% more than the average. 46% was rated in good or excellent condition compared to 52% last year. 18% was in poor or very poor condition compared to 14% a year earlier. In the meantime, fall harvest is all but complete. 95% of corn was harvested, which was 22% more than last year and 8% more than the 5-year average. 96% of soybeans were in the bin, which was 7% more than last year and 3% more than the average. Corn futures on Monday closed mostly 2 to 4 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 4 to 6 cents higher. U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday on news that another COVID vaccine candidate, this one from Moderna, proved more than 94% effective in a preliminary late-stage trial. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 470 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 41 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 94 points. By most measures, domestic consumer beef demand remained resilient in the face of multifold challenges posed by the pandemic. Heading into winter, though, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, expects challenges to increase. According to Peel, in his weekly market comments, loss of outdoor dining in cold weather will further aggravate restaurant challenges. Food service demand is likely to be additionally affected with worsening public health challenges. Macroeconomic concerns will grow as consumers go forward with less unemployment support. As well, ample supplies of beef, pork, and poultry increase market price pressure, with disruptions in supply a threat as well. By way of review, Peel points out unparalleled beef supply and demand disruptions characterized the first half of this year. By the end of June, cattle slaughter, or packing capacity, was mostly recovered. As for demand, Peel explains, retail grocery demand remains robust. Numerous adjustments have helped to shift some food service supply chains to support retail grocery supply chains, and there are indications that retail grocery demand is being boosted again by consumers stocking up in the face of increased uncertainty. But beef demand continues to be challenged with restricted food service. With the latter in mind, Peel says, the shift from summer beef demand to winter raises additional concerns, with food service typically more emphasized in winter months, and the pandemic is resurging with additional restrictions on food service a growing risk. All told, Peel says assessing current domestic demand is difficult. Although choice boxed beef cutout values increased sharply the past 2 weeks, they remain 9.2% less than the same time last year. More specifically, Peel explains, ribeyes are a key market this time of year, with strong demand for Christmas and the New Year's holiday. So far, ribeyes are falling close to a typical seasonal increase, with current ribeye prices close to year-ago levels and up more than 9% the last 2 weeks. Similarly, strip loin, which is more frequently used in retail grocery, is up 7.8% year-over-year. However, other food service-dependent beef products are less encouraging. Beef tenderloins, for example, are currently averaging 25.6% below year-ago levels and were down 1.5% in the last 2 weeks. Brisket is down 13.9% from a year ago, and the petite tender is down 20.7% year-over-year. As well, Peel says prices for most chuck and round products are down 5 to 10% compared to last year. Your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of November. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.